The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, April 1st, 2018, is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12, and verses 30 through 35. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12, and verses 30 through 35. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again?'" Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them, who told this to the disciples. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. When Jesus was at table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Then they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. April 1st, 2018. Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12, and verses 30 through 35. Luke 24, 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. Because of the Passover and the coming Sabbath, Jesus was hastily buried in a cave-like tomb, and a huge stone was rolled in front of the door to seal it. Spices had been given to prepare the body for burial, but Jesus' body was not embalmed, and the spices had not yet been left in his tomb. The spices were taken to the tomb early Sunday morning by the women. Even though his body was not prepared for burial, his body did not see decay or any decomposition before God raised him from the dead in fulfillment of the scriptures. Peter preached, quote, "Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, 'He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption.'" Unquote. Acts 2:31. As Hosea indicated, quote, "His appearing is as sure as the dawn." Unquote. And the women found the tomb empty at early dawn. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Luke 24, 2. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Though two Roman guards had been stationed to guard the tomb because the religious leaders had feared that his disciples would steal Jesus' body, the women found the tomb abandoned by the guards and the stone rolled away from the tomb door. Luke 24:3. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They entered the cave or tomb, which would have been similar to the tomb in which Lazarus was buried before Jesus raised him from the dead. See John chapter 11. They found the tomb no longer contained Jesus' body. As yet, they did not know that Jesus was raised from the dead. Luke 24:4. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. The women did not understand the meaning of the empty tomb. Grieving, having come prepared to anoint the body of the one they loved, they did not know what to think. Suddenly, two men dressed in dazzling white appeared to them. To fulfill the scriptures regarding the number of eyewitnesses that are needed to be accepted as legal testimony, two witnesses had to speak to the women. See Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 6, Matthew chapter 18, verse 16, John chapter 8, verse 17, and 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, and Revelation 11, 3. Luke did not identify them as angels. Rather, he recorded exactly what the women said they saw without drawing any additional conclusions. We know from the women's response to the men and other gospel accounts and descriptions that these men were angels. Luke 24:5. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" These witnesses appeared suddenly in the appearance of holiness, so the women were terrified and humbly bowed their heads. The angels asked them why they were among the dead, for Jesus had risen from the dead. The empty tomb was evidence that Jesus had risen from the dead. Additional evidence of his resurrection included what Jesus had prophetically told them earlier, and Jesus had fulfilled his prophecy. Therefore, the tomb was empty. Quote, "Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone, and he said, 'The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and on the third day be raised from the dead.'" Luke chapter 9, verses 21 and 22. See also Luke chapter 13, verse 32, when Jesus spoke to the Pharisees about King Herod wanting to kill him. He replied, quote, "Go tell that fox, I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal." Unquote. Presumably, if they had understood and believed Jesus' prophetic words, the women, and later Peter and John, would not have gone to the tomb, but would have waited for Jesus to come to them, which he did when he appeared in the upper room and other places to overcome their lack of belief and give understanding to his disciples. Luke 24:6. "He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee?" The angels went on to explain the empty tomb based on the words of Jesus, the Word of God. Before they ever traveled to Jerusalem, Jesus had told them in Galilee what would happen to him in Jerusalem. Jesus did not need to go to the city to get a sense of how he would be accepted or not. He knew exactly how he would be accepted before Palm Sunday. He knew he would be praised by the crowds. He knew how he would die at the hands of sinners, and he knew he would rise from the dead. Jesus was a prophet. What Jesus foretold happened. So he was a true prophet of God, as well as the Son of God, Lord and Savior. Luke 24:7. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. The women and the disciples of Jesus hardly understood or believed Jesus' prophecy in Galilee. Jesus called himself the Son of Man. Based upon all that Jesus had done as the Son of Man, they would not believe that Jesus would not or could not save himself from crucifixion and death. They knew that Jesus could save himself from sinners, because he had done it before. See Luke 4:28-30. Jesus, the Son of God, preferred to use the title Son of Man when speaking of himself, because that was the way of claiming to be the long-expected Messiah. As Son of God, Jesus is fully God, and as Son of Man, Jesus is fully human. Jesus foretold exactly how many days he would be in the tomb, and his rising on the third day also proved to be correct. Luke 24:8. Then they remembered his words. When they were reminded, they remembered. Reading the Bible repeatedly helps us remember and see the connections between one verse and another verse in different Bible books. For example, compare Luke 24:1 and Hosea 6:3. Reading the Bible with the help of the Holy Spirit and teachers, these two angels were teachers, will deepen our faith. Up to this point, the women now had three reasons to believe Jesus was alive. The tomb was empty. Two angels had told them he was alive. Jesus had told them what to expect. He would rise on the third day, and he fulfilled the prophecy. Luke 24:9. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women went immediately to tell the disciples and the others gathered with them what they had witnessed. These fearful followers of Jesus had gathered to grieve. They feared the authorities, who might try to arrest and kill them too, because they believed that with Jesus' death, they were unprotected. Luke 24:10. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them, who told this to the apostles. The women gave eyewitness accounts and quoted the words of Jesus, the Bible, to Jesus' followers. More than one witness told what they had seen and heard, and Luke named the primary witnesses. These apostles have, and we have, good and sufficient evidence and reasons to believe that Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day. What Jesus prophesied and what these women experienced and reported was and is today good enough evidence for anyone to believe that Jesus was crucified, dead, and buried, and rose on the third day. Luke 24:11. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Jesus chose his disciples to represent him before the world and to build his church. And his disciples were the first to hear the women's testimony. But they had been crushed with disappointment and sadness when Jesus was crucified and did not save himself. So they would not believe the women. They wanted more evidence than the women's testimony to believe. The fact that these apostles found it difficult to believe but eventually believed after Jesus appeared to them, too, is additional evidence that Jesus actually rose from the dead, and by doing so, he overcame all their fears of the political and religious authorities in Judea and elsewhere. Luke 24:12. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Along with the women, Peter knew exactly where Jesus had been buried. Perhaps because he was the rock upon which Jesus chose to build his church, Peter immediately ran to the tomb. He found the tomb exactly as the women had described. Other gospel writers give more details of Peter's visit to the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, which may mean that Peter saw them collapsed where the body of Jesus had been laid because Jesus had passed through the cloths when he was resurrected from the dead. Jesus could pass through the stone door to the tomb, since he could pass through locked doors and walls to appear to his disciples in the upper room. The stone was rolled away to allow the women to enter the tomb, not to let Jesus out of the tomb. Peter might have seen the cloths carefully folded and set to one side. In any event, no one would have stolen Jesus' body without taking the shroud that covered him, with them still wrapped around his body. So the linen cloths in the otherwise empty tomb are additional evidence for the resurrection of Jesus, and that Peter had gone to the right tomb. Peter left the tomb amazed, and he would later meet Jesus himself according to Jesus' perfect timing. Luke 24:30. When he was at table with them, he took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Later that day, Jesus met two of his followers on the road to Emmaus and explained the scriptures about himself to them. When they arrived at Emmaus, they invited Jesus to eat with them, not knowing at the time that it was Jesus who had been walking with them. When we read this verse, we naturally think of Jesus' Last Supper. These two may or may not have been at Jesus' Last Supper, which we think of as exclusively for the 12 disciples, because of the many paintings of the Last Supper. As their teacher on the road, Jesus would have naturally offered a prayer and broken and distributed the bread at their meal. They would have seen Jesus do this on other occasions when he led his disciples or fed the crowds. They would have recognized his hands as his hands, just as we recognize the hands or mannerisms of a loved one when we have seen them used often. Luke does not tell us if they saw the marks of crucifixion on his hands or not, but perhaps they did. Luke 24:31. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. God opened their eyes and the eyes of their understanding in Jesus' manner of breaking the bread and praying. The very moment they recognized Jesus, they would have tried to detain him and talk more to him. But his time of visitation was complete, and he had taught them all they needed to know at that time. So he vanished from their sight. As God, he could stay with them invisibly and be with others at the same time, wherever people were. As God, he could give them the strength to walk the 7 miles back to Jerusalem that very night, which they did. Luke 24:32. They ask each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Studying the scriptures with the light of the Holy Spirit gives to our understanding and our comprehending new truths from the Bible that are life-changing at that very moment can create a feeling within us that can be described as our hearts burning within us. Jesus gave these two on the road to Emmaus what the Holy Spirit sometimes gives believers today when they study the Bible. The Holy Spirit, through Bible teachers and preachers, can give the meaning of the Bible to us in ways that help us come to believe in the truth of the Bible and trust Jesus in an instant. Luke 24:33. They got up and returned to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together. In addition to the testimony of the women in the morning, later that night, or very early the next morning, the disciples and some other followers of Jesus received the testimony of the two men who had met Jesus at night on the road to Emmaus. The angels had referred to the words of Jesus, the Bible, when they spoke to the women. Luke reported that Jesus also pointed these two men on the road back to what the Bible taught. Quote, Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things, and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." Luke 24:25-27. When talking with them in a subtle and gentle way, Jesus implied that all who had heard the women's testimony should have believed he had risen because of what the Bible taught about him and what he would do. Luke 24:34. And saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Luke did not describe the details of the Lord's appearance to Simon Peter. When teaching about Jesus' resurrection, the Apostle Paul wrote, quote, "that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. 1 Corinthians 15:4-5. The disciples apparently came to believe the truth only after Jesus had appeared to Peter. What Jesus told them at this first appearance to Peter, we do not know, which substantiated what the women had told them earlier, as well as confirmed what the Bible taught about the Messiah. Luke 24:35. Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. After the two men learned about the Lord's appearance to Simon, and before the Lord appeared to all the other disciples, they reported their experience. They described how they had recognized Jesus in breaking the bread, perhaps relating something very distinctive about the way the Lord Jesus prayed and broke bread before supper. No doubt, with the help of the Holy Spirit, they told the disciples all that Jesus had taught them about the Bible and how the Bible taught about his coming, dying, and rising from the dead to save us from our sin. After this, the 11 were ready to see and receive the resurrected Jesus personally and come to believe in him as their Messiah, Lord, and Savior. For Luke reported, quote, "While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace be with you.'" Luke 24:36. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What is one fact about Jesus' resurrection that you remember from other books of the Bible that Luke does not include in these verses or in his book? 2. Why do you think the apostles would not believe the women? 3. Why do you believe in Jesus' resurrection? 4. In addition to the eyewitness accounts they had heard about Jesus having risen from the dead, what other important evidence did Jesus give these two people in his efforts to convince them that he was alive? 5. Why do you think Jesus did not appear to all the disciples until after the women and the two who saw Jesus on the road to Emmaus reminded them of what the Bible taught and what Jesus had taught them earlier? International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Seeing was believing. Luke chapter 24, verse 32. They ask each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" As two men walked on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus, they discussed the crucifixion of Jesus and the fact that some women had gone to his tomb that Sunday morning and had found the tomb empty and had spoken with angels. During their conversation, a stranger joined them and walked the rest of the 7-mile journey with them. Since the men thought the women's story incredulous, the stranger said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have declared." Luke 24:25. Then, as they walked and talked, the stranger began explaining all the Hebrew scriptures to them, beginning with Moses and including the prophets, about why the Messiah had to die for our sins and rise from the dead. The day was almost over when their journey ended, so the two men invited the stranger to stay and eat with them. When the stranger broke the bread for their meal, he also opened their eyes, and they recognized Jesus before he quickly disappeared. Upon reflection, they remembered the thrill they had experienced as he had taught them from the scriptures. Furthermore, as Jesus explained the meaning of the scriptures to them, they could understand them. He opened their minds so they could believe. Upon believing, they rushed back to Jerusalem and told the good news to the disciples. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus still gives listeners and readers their understanding of the scriptures, and they often feel overwhelmed as they experience the deep love of Jesus. Then, trusting in Jesus, they walk and talk with him daily. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.